Got your Bibles this morning, turn with Matthew chapter number 10. Thank you for coming. May the Lord richly bless reading of His Word. Sometimes the Lord lays some verses on your heart and you wonder, say, what am I going to say about that? So I may not say much about these verses this morning, but I really believe. My heart this morning, God wants me to read them. Matthew chapter number 10 and Luke chapter number 12. Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 20. Begin reading verse number 28. Fear not them which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? One of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now this is Lord Jesus talking to us. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Turn me to the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Luke 12, begin read verse number 4 through 7. Similar to the same passage of Scripture. Luke 12, verse number 4. I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body. After that, they have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after you have killed, have power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? Not one of them is, listen to this, forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer now. I want to remember Brother Danny's family. His uncle passed away. I want to remember him. Maybe you have a request before we pray. Living family. Let's remember this family. Culliver family. Lost two yesterday. Remember this family. Is anyone else? Yes, remember, Brother Smiling Joyce in prayer. Howie, another prayer. Brother, I remember Frank Carter. Ms. Carter, yes, let's do remember her. Keep praying for Kim. Keep praying for Kim, yes. Anyone else? Right. Unspoken request. God not only knows what that need is, but He's able to meet it. Amen. I told before you cry out to God. Yeah. Right. We'll sure help you pray for him. Amen. Let's do pray. If God has to get someone miserable, just get them right with himself, he'll do it. He knows how. Brother's family. Let's remember this family. That's right. Brothers. She lost her sister-in-law, right? Remember this family. Any other requests? Let's pray for Marty. You know what? God's able to do what He can do, wants to do, isn't He? Thank God. He's able to do above and abundantly more than we ask or think. according to the power that worketh within us. And you know, the other day, doctors told Carol, said, your heart, I've been telling it, it's been beating steady when I listen to it. I'm no doctor, don't get in that. But he told her the other day, said, your heart's not in AFib now. You know what I told her the other day? I told her, that's an irregular heartbeat. And so I told her, I think it was yesterday, maybe this morning, I said, you know what? I said, you know God can finish taking care of that. He can. He can strengthen the heart. So I'm going to pray that he will. You help me pray? Amen. He's still on the throne, isn't he? Let's remember these requests. Maybe other than spoken requests and all these other needs, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just bow here to pray for every one of these requests. You've heard every one of them. Not only, Lord, you knew them before we ever asked them. And I ask you to work in the midst of us this morning. I pray that you meet every need according to your divine purpose and your divine power. Have your way in every heart and every life. We lift these up, this lost loved ones this morning, the homes, their families. We do pray. Those in the hospital, those in the nursing homes, our Father, those that are in a critical condition right now, we pray for them, blessed God, that mercy might flow toward them this morning. We pray that you'd strengthen us now. We pray you'd bless your scripture to our hearts and to our lives this morning, that you may be glorified, that your name, Father, will be lifted up this morning. Strengthen us, encourage us, and God, let us see how you love us and concerned about us this morning. And Lord, we'll ever thank you now as we commit all these requests into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, back to Matthew and Luke. This is a passage of Scripture. And I want to thank God. He said that this, he said, don't be worried. He was talking to his disciples, and he's telling them not to fear and tell them who to fear. And, you know, a lot of times people live in circumstances and situations. They live all the time being afraid. But Jesus said, hey, he said, you don't have to be afraid. So all they can do is, you know, and you say, well, that's a lot. Well, the one thing about it, just the body's all they can do anything with. Thank God they can't do nothing to the real soul. No, they can't. That's why the Bible says, man, what shall a man give his chains for a soul? He said, what shall it profit him if he gain what? The whole world and lose his own soul. And therefore we see in the Scriptures how much importance that God puts upon us and upon his, upon our soul. He said, you don't have to worry. That's all they can do, and they can't do no more. He said, they can't do no more. Thank God we don't have to worry. And I want to say this morning that God's able. I know the Sunday school lesson about today. God take you through the troubles and all the trials that you go through with. And I, like the Apostle Paul, I believe it's going to be just like God said it's going to be. And it will. And so we see from this passage of Scripture, he's telling us something here. He said, and he tells them not to worry, and he tells them not to fear what man can do unto you, but just fear God. And so this morning, as we think about fearing God, why would you want to fear God? I want to tell you something. God has us on his mind. God had us in his book. He has us in his care and his keeping. Thank God. I'm glad that he tells us in the book of sparrows, are there not two sparrows sold for a farthing? That word, I don't know what that really meant. Looked up, you know, that's less than a penny. It's about, takes about two of them to make a penny. Don't even use it no more in the English coin. But you know what he's telling us? These sparrows, as far as value with money, is not valued very much. Don't cost much. The last parable I read, there was five of them. Got five of them, but two farthings here. It's a, you get two sparrows for a farthing. And so we see not two sparrows sold for it. And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. Listen, you ever thought about it? You ever see all the sparrows and the birds and together and they lightning and singing and they going? You think about not one of them falls without the Father. Not that this he don't know it, but what it means, or was it not without him is a fact. He's there with them. Now, if God cares for the sparrow, you know that song, His Eyes on the Sparrow? And I know he's what? watching me. And if God is so concerned with the spirit, what in the world? Why would we want to fret and worry in this world that even we live in? Somebody said, even at an election, they said, hey, we've got to trust God. That's what we're going to have to do. He's in control. He's still ruling and reigning. And he's still on the throne. And he's still in control. The scripture teaches us the providence of God and the sovereignty of God and the knowledge of God to his people. How does God know when a sparrow? Can you imagine? As many sparrows fall, not one of them falls without the knowledge of God. Not one of them falls. Listen, that not God is not there. Boy, it's pretty good. It is. So I thank God for God's knowledge that he has. Not only the sparrows falling. Now, if he's there when a sparrow falls, don't you think he'd be there to pick you up if you fall? I believe he would. I believe he would. I believe he loves us that much. Yeah, and he went and went to Calvary. But he does. Them shall fall to the ground without your Father. But the hairs of your head are all numbered. Not just, you say, how many hairs? I don't know. You couldn't count them. You couldn't. Hey, man. I don't have means of use to. You know, some of you don't either. But you know what? God knows how many is up there. He's got them all. Not just counted all up together and say it's 100 or 1,000 up there, whatever. He's got them all numbered. Every one of them's got a number. He knows which one's falling out and which one's still there. He knows he's got a knowledge of us. That's why he don't need me trying to hide nothing from him. Just come up front and say, God, I know. You know me. I'm glad God's got a knowledge. It tells us a knowledge that God has of his people. I'll tell you, he loves us. Whew. If you can grasp, I believe what God's trying to show us this morning, if you can get a hold of it, I'll tell you what it'll do. You can leave him dancing this morning. You can get up in the morning dancing that God's in control. That's right. You got to worry about it. He's there. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us. He said he'd go with us even to the end of the world. We know that God, in his sovereign and his grace and his providence and his foreknowledge and his knowledge now knows everything about us. He knew where I was going to be born. He knew what family I was going to be in. He knew where I'd be this morning. God's in control. What a blessed thought. What a blessed thing it is. You can rest in that. You can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can have that joy I was talking about last week if you realize that God is in control. Amen. Very hairs of your head, all numbered. Look at verse 31. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are more valued than many sparrows. Not only does God have a knowledge of us, but you, listen, think about this. Think about God's evaluation of us. He said you're more valuable. I want to tell you something. God made no provisions for those angels that failed. He made no provision for the devil that rose up against him and rebelled against him. But God made provision for you. And for me. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Glory to God. Value. You can't put a price tag on a soul. That's why I said if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, it profits you nothing. But God said you're more valuable. You're precious. You're valuable. He cares for you. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God said, you're just not our hair numbered, but our days are numbered. Teach us, the psalmist said, to number our days and to apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know what gives me a lot of comfort? Knowing that my days are numbered. That I'm in the hands of a sovereign, all-ruling, all-knowing God. And though my days are numbered, you know what it's telling me? I'll stay here until God gets through with me. And when he gets through with me, I'm going home. Numbered. Not only the hairs on my head numbered, but my days are numbered. And you know what that makes him want to do? Makes him want to make them count for my wonderful Lord. Counting them. The days are numbered in God's hands and his keeping. I can rest. We go to bed at night and say, Lord, I reminded Brother Judy. Some of y'all remember him. He used to come to church for a long time. Old Brother Judy, y'all remember him? In fact, I think he and, I don't know if he knew or not, my Grandma Smith was a Judy. Him and her were first cousins, I believe. Is that right, little? I'd get my old brother's telling me this, but that's true. You know what he said? He was going to want to be buried down south. So he goes down there for a visit. You ever seen him sitting out of his house? He's sitting outside in the yard with a Bible on his hand. Well, I don't know if he's preaching, man. Guess what? Went down south, peeped at some of the folk. Lay down one night and went to sleep. Said he wasn't there to get him up the next morning. He done going on the big road. Didn't even have to transport him down there and he died. You said that just happened. No, it wasn't no accident. He walked with God, brother. He walked with God. What about old Brother Donnie? He walked with God. It was not for God took him. Amen. You know what? God is concerned and interested in you. That's why you can cast your care on him, for he cares for you. And that's why he got our hairs of our head numbered. That's why we're more valuable than the sparrows. Amen. So we're valuable. And over in Luke, it's almost the same reading. I like the last part of verse 6, though. It said, over in Matthew, it says that we not unfollow without the Father there. You know what it's saying. But here in verse number 6 of Luke 12 says, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. May I say, God hadn't forgotten you. He don't forget sparrows. And he hadn't forgotten you. He hadn't forgotten me. Hey, don't that make you want to rejoice? Don't that make you want to fear him that much more? He's sovereign. He's looking after me. He's watching over me. I was reading what they do a lot when I was preacher Spurgeon. He was telling me, I read where he told one time when their type of they built, he went somewhere and preached. They was expecting 6,000 to 8,000, they did. They said there were 6,000 people in this. They just erected a big building just for that purpose. Gathering. Can you imagine that many people coming? Hearing the word? That was over 100 years ago. But said, strangely, he was talking about the promise of God, and strangely, he sort of wondered about the new erection just put up. Had it all gone, except for about 100 people out of that 6,000 that were there that night, all of a sudden, a beam gave away, came tumbling down. He said, if it would have happened, while all those people were there, no tellings how them would have gotten hurt. They probably would have had a panic, no tellings how many. But you know what he said? Providence.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, why wouldn't that beam fail on all them people? If it was going to fall. But it waited. No tellings how many times you and I missed mishaps and happenings, different things, because of the arrangements of the providence of God. So he said, God said, not one of those sparrows is forgotten. He cares for them. And thank God. Look what he said in verse 7. For even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want you to get too excited.